Yo, welcome world to the 2 Cents and Nonsense podcast. I'm here with my homeboy Matt.
What up, what up?
Yeah, I am Antoine Y. Slicker. Y'all can follow us on Twitter at 2Nonsense. That's 2NONCENTS.
Yes. The number 2 for y'all slow ones out there.
Yes, the number 2.
And I'm Matt.
I said that, nigga. I introduced you.
I ain't hear it.
Oh, fuck. But yeah, man. So this right here is the introductory episode, man. So you guys can get a feel of what we all about and why we wanted to do this shit right now.
Yeah, this is all actually Antoine's idea. I was very, very skeptical at first. But listening to a lot of podcasts over the last year or so, it's like, yeah, man, we can do this.
Yeah, definitely. And what we wanted to do, man, we just wanted to give you the conversations that we had over the past couple years, man. We feel like our conversation is really, really interesting. We have some good times, man. We be laughing our asses off. We work at an overnight store due to legal purposes. We can't say the name of it, but just so you guys aren't being skeptical or anything like that, it's not Walmart. We do not work at Walmart.
But I will say it's not much better either.
Yeah, yeah. So we deal with a lot of bullshit with that. But as far, again, as what we wanted to do, man, we wanted to reach people who think like us, who share the same ideas as us. And if we can get even just 100 people to listen to us and support us, man, and that'll be a blessing for us.
Yeah, I'll take 5 at this point. Y'all spread the word, you know.
Spread the word, right.
You know, we're just trying to put it out there, share our knowledge of whatever we decide to talk about, you know.
Well, that's one thing, too, man. We're going to be talking about any and everything, really, man.
No politics.
Yeah, no politics. We don't touch base on politics because, you know, that the political landscape, we don't know too much about it, and then it also gets people into some angry moods and stuff. But we like to have fun, man. We ain't about that angry stuff. We're going to be drinking while we doing this a little bit.
Red Stag. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that.
I think you can say it. They're not a sponsor. They're not a sponsor. But Red Stag is incredible. If y'all don't know what that is, that is the Jim Beam. If you ain't got it, go get it. That shit is amazing.
Yes, it's a nice bourbon, cherry bourbon. Goes down smooth. You don't need to mix it nothing. Throw some rocks in there and you good.
Right, right, right. So, a little bit about us, man. We love a lot of different things. So, on this podcast, man, we're going to talk about music, movies,
sports, wrestling, for you wrestling fans out there.
Yeah, we might review some of the pay-per-views and things like that. Actually, you know, tonight is the Fight for the Fallen, and then tomorrow would be Extreme Rules with WWE.
There's also the Evolve show.
Yeah, the Evolve show that's going to be premiering on the WWE Network. If you don't have a subscription to that, again, we they're not sponsors. We're not plugging anything, but if you want to follow us and listen to the things and look at the things that we're into, we just tell you how we're getting to those things. And as far as with our show format, man, it's just going to be just regular conversation. We're going to break up the things here with some segments and things like that. And we're going to talk about a lot of different things. We just want, again, for people like-minded to listen and enjoy what we're doing.
Yeah, man, we just trying to have some fun. You know, we enjoy ourselves a bunch. You know, you can laugh along with us.
Right, right. And a little more background about us, man. Like I said, we love basketball. We love football. I think, Matt, you got a favorite hockey team and shit.
Oh, I'm a New York Rangers fan all day. Fuck you Islanders fans.
Okay.
Y'all my friends, though, but I'm just saying.
Yeah. Now, even though we're from New York, not all of our teams are New York teams.
That is the only New York team I like.
That's the only New York team he likes. I personally don't like any New York teams. I watch hockey, but it's not really my thing. I'm there for the fights. That's what I'm there for. If they ain't fighting, I ain't trying to hear it. You know what I'm saying? But
missing out, bro.
I'm missing out?
Yeah, man.
How so?
It's a lot of action, man. It's nonstop.
I'm saying it's just up and down with the puck.
With mad hits involved.
With mad hits involved. Okay.
You know, strategic passing, but all that.
If those hits ain't leading to fights, I don't really want to watch it, though.
Fair enough,
right? Now, with the NBA offseason that just finished happening, man, we love that shit. A lot of player movement been going on. Me, personally, I'm an Indiana Pacers fan.
Boo. I'm a Bulls fan.
Now, you would think that being that this motherfucker is a Chicago Bulls fan and I'm an Indiana Pacers fan, we wouldn't get along. But we agree to disagree. We both probably agree that Mike Jordan is the best basketball player of all time.
Not LeBron.
Not LeBron. Yeah, we might agree on that, but that's probably the only thing that we really agree on when it comes to basketball, unless it's something that's like actual factual. Like, if it can't be backed up, then I'm not agreeing with this nigga. Like, I really don't like his Bulls. I think they are a trash-ass organization.
The team is decent. Y'all would disagree according to their record, and I can't argue with that.
You definitely can't argue with that.
Your team ain't much better.
Hey, we doing what we can out here.
Okay, so are we. Don't nobody want to come to Chicago and get shot?
Don't nobody want to come to Indianapolis. It's a small market. Nobody wants to come there. But we doing what we can.
Yeah, so are we.
All right.
I mean, I ain't going to lie. Y'all doing a little better.
Yeah, of course we doing better than y'all. Like, that's a given.
No, it's not a given. How many rings y'all got? Thank you. How many finals y'all been to?
Why niggas always got to bring it to the finals and the rings, man?
Because that's what the media brings it to.
Fuck you and the media. Now, as you can tell, we do a lot of cursing, man. This is uncensored, unfiltered. You know, we got this Reddit joke where we believe that we probably will never get monetized.
Demonetized.
We'll probably never get sponsored. And it's mainly because of him.
Nah, you'll find out as we go along. I lay it down, he takes it 10 steps further.
I just take it as far as he lets me take it. He never stops me. That's the thing.
That's because it's funny.
It is funny, but he never stops me. We'll be talking about a lot of different things. We probably going to rub some people the wrong way. But at the end of the day, man, I mean, we're just here to have fun.
We're just having fun, man. Don't take anything seriously. If we offend you, you know, hit us up in some comments. Let us know what bothers you.
Yeah.
I'll think about it and probably ignore it, but, you know.
You took the words right out of my mouth for that. And it's not to be an asshole. I mean, we are two assholes. It's not really to be an asshole. It's just that if you take stuff too personally and too literally and you're too sensitive, we're probably not the ones for you. You probably want to do something
Everything
else.
Is too sensitive in this day and age, and we ain't with that. We ain't with that.
Definitely not. You know? And...
No, go ahead.
Oh, I thought you was about to say something. But
I was just about to say go Dolphins.
Go Oh, my God.
I'm a Dolphins fan. Thank you.
Your team is trash. You know this.
And your team can't beat the Patriots, which we do every year. Thank you.
Now, for those who don't know, my team is the Los Angeles Rams. Used to be the St. Louis Rams, but...
Worst Super Bowl ever.
It was not the worst Super Bowl ever. It was a defensive Super Bowl.
Name a worst Super Bowl.
A blowout Super Bowl. Any blowout was a bad Super Bowl.
Oh, so the Giants losing to Baltimore.
That was a bad Super Bowl.
That was a fun Super Bowl.
The Super Bowl where the fucking the lights went out and shit.
That made the game more interesting after the lights came back
on.
I don't know, man.
I was kind of bored with that shit. Like, I sat there.
But after the lights came back on, they came back.
Yeah, but we had to sit there for like 30, 45 minutes in order for that to happen.
It's like watching them garbage-ass halftime shows. Shit.
I don't watch those garbage-ass halftime shows.
All right.
When the last time we watched a halftime show?
When JT did it?
when JT did it. Was that the one with him and Janet when he ripped off her shit? No, that was...
He did it his own.
He did his own one?
Yeah, like 2 years ago.
Oh, fuck. I don't remember that shit. See, that is an unmemorable... The only fucking...
That was...
The only one that I really remember and that really resonates with me is when Prince was out this motherfucker singing Purple Rain in the rain. That shit was amazing.
It was. I will not deny that.
Yeah, that was a good one. You know, people will say Beyonce joint was good.
Beyonce's trash.
He don't like Beyonce.
You don't either.
I ain't gonna say I don't like Beyonce.
Yes, you will.
She's just not my cup of tea.
Okay, that means you don't like her.
Okay, maybe. I mean, I give every single album she has a shot. And that last one that she put out with her and Jay-Z, oh my goodness.
Trash. Jay-Z was aight. Beyonce messed it up.
Oh my God. I mean, she was out here. She was trying to rap. She was trying to spit bars. I was like, yo, what the fuck is she doing out here?
Trying to rap and spit bars, like you just said. Trying.
It just didn't work for her, man.
Jay-Z just put it out there because he probably pissed off and had to make up for some bullshit.
He had to make up for some bullshit?
Yes.
The Solange and the elevator bullshit?
That wasn't his fault.
That wasn't his fault?
I don't know.
You know, but other than that, man, we also, like I said, tonight is the Fight for the Fallen. We're going to check out a little bit of that. But what do you personally think of AEW right now and their state of trying to change the wrestling game? Because them dudes out here, their slogan is, we try and change the world.
For me personally, I'm really just waiting for the TV product. Mm-hmm. They're just putting on pay-per-views, which is good. The wrestling is good. Their pre-shows is trash, in my opinion. But the in-ring wrestling is good. I want to see how they do with, you know, talking segments,
mm-hmm. You
know, hitting promos. We haven't seen too many promos unless you're watching Being the Elite, which to me doesn't count.
That doesn't count to you?
No.
Even though that's where most of their canon stuff is, it just doesn't count to you?
To me, that doesn't count because not everybody watches that.
Right. So tell the people, why the fuck you not watching it?
I'm not a YouTube person.
Why the fuck don't you watch YouTube?
Because I have a Fire Stick and, you know, I got a son to watch too. I can't be just...
Right.
You
right.
know.
Okay.
It's a little badass.
He all right, man. He ain't that bad.
True, he ain't that bad, but he got a mouth like me, which is gonna be bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We probably gonna need you to like tone it down a little bit or something. I don't know. You know, hey man, at least you're teaching them the right way, I guess. Right?
Going my way the right way.
But, you know, as far as with how I feel about their product so far, man, they've been putting out good product. And they've been trying to bridge the gap with the Being the Elite and Cody Rhodes' Nightmare Family YouTube channel. But being that you don't watch that shit, you don't know all the backstories and everything about all the people.
I'm not denying that. I know nobody. If I haven't seen you in New Japan or at WWE, I don't know who you are. I might have heard your name, but I don't know who you are.
Right. And one of the matches that's going to be going on tonight on there is a three-way tag team match. And two of the competitors in there, one of them is a guy by the name of Luchasaurus, and the other is Jungle Boy. And these two guys, they funny as hell to me, man. These motherfuckers be out here. Jungle Boy is a little small motherfucker. He like maybe like 5'6", 5'7", 145 pounds or something. And Luchasaurus is like 6'7".
Luchasaurus is a beast.
Dude is big, right? And they walk around with... Luchasaurus walks around with Jungle Boy sitting on his shoulders. And these motherfuckers be going places like the grocery store with this motherfucker on his shoulders while people looking at them. And anytime someone asks this man, Luchasaurus, a question, he answers with the most articulate speech. And then puts on some glasses and says, you know, I got a master's degree.
I will say I have not seen any of this. I'm just going off of what he says.
This shit is hilarious. It is brilliant. It's one of those things that borderline where you be like, why the fuck am I enjoying this? Like, this shit is stupid.
Stupid shit is funny.
But it's so fucking good.
It happens.
And I really would want to see those two guys win a match tonight. I would want to see them win.
Who are they wrestling?
They're wrestling, I believe it's the Dark Order, which they come from Lucha Underground. They run around with a bunch of minions. They got like 40 dudes that they run around with.
Sounds like some minions.
It's one big-ass fat motherfucker. Like, he really, 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 really big. And he sits on one of the minions, like, as if it's his fucking throne. It's weird. And then the other dude looks like fucking the God of War character. What's his name? Kryos?
Never played the game. Couldn't tell you.
I don't know how to the exact enunciation of the guy's name, but
I only play Madden. I'll bust all your asses just to let you know.
Really, man?
Had to throw that out there.
You out here already? Episode one, you just got to be challenging listeners.
Hey, yo, football season's coming up.
To fucking Madden.
Madden drops next month.
Yes.
I'm just throwing it out there.
But they're also, it's a three-way tag, so they're fighting some other two dudes. I know one of the guys' name is Angelico. As you will hear, man, we really don't like looking up shit. It's one of those things where we're not going to be doing a lot of fact-checking out here.
We don't want to steal Mike Rappaport's thing, but we ain't fact-checking shit. Sorry, Mike.
Yeah, sorry, Mike. We are a big fan of yours, Mike. We love your show,
yes,
man.
Yes, we do.
But we really don't like looking up stuff. So if you ever hear us be like, who's that guy or that guy, it's because we don't know who the fuck he is, and we just really don't care to look it up. I mean, I could press the keys to find out who the fuck this guy is.
Who wants to go through all that work?
But I got a cup in my hand, so I'm going to bypass that for right now. But anyways, I would want to see Luchasaurus and Jungle Boy get the win off those guys. I'm going to be honest, I don't think it's going to happen because of the way they've been pushing the Dark Order on here. These guys show up beating up other tag teams with their minions, killing these motherfuckers. But, you know, if wins and losses matter, I think the Dark Order might take it. But I would want, you know, Luchasaurus and Jungle Boy to get a win.
Great. I can't really speak on the subject because I don't even know half these people you're talking about.
Well, let's talk about somebody you do know. Let's talk about people that you do know. As you know, the main event is going to be the Young Bucks, Matt and Nick Jackson versus Cody and Dustin Rhodes, formerly Stardust and Goldust.
I think the Rhodes brothers will take it strictly because this will probably be the only time they tag together.
I could feel that. I can feel that.
You know, Dustin, he's on his way out. He's done a lot for the industry. You know, Dustin Rhodes is gold dust from the WWE.
Right.
You know, maybe a lot of people didn't like the character, but he put in that work. He put in good wrestling, you know.
Of course.
And as far as Cody, well, I'm going to say this. If the WWE didn't piss Cody Rhodes off, there would be no AEW because he would have never left.
This is true. I mean, they didn't let the nigga stop doing the Stardust character, walking around there. They had this motherfucker with the Ascension.
People don't even know who the Ascension is. They ain't even on TV.
Well, they're not on TV, but the rise and fall of the Ascension. The Ascension was the NXT Tag Team Champions. They were the longest reigning NXT Tag Team Champions.
For those who don't know what NXT is, that is Triple H's baby and is arguably the best TV show in wrestling.
Right, right. So they were the NXT Tag Team Champions for damn near ever. And when they went to the main roster, they got buried. It was bad. They got humiliated by D-Generation X.
They got humiliated by everybody.
And now they're barely on television.
They're not on television.
Correction, they're not on television at all. The last time we probably seen those guys was, who knows.
It was right around the time the Fashion Police were heavy. And then Fandango got hurt. Fandango.
Yeah, I was ready to say you didn't say his name right. It's Fandango. Yes. Don, Don. You got to make sure you get the Don Don in that thing. But they wouldn't let Cody stop doing the Stardust character. He wanted to move on from that. They would not let him stop doing it. And when it was time for his release, he decided, screw this, I'm done. I wanted to go someplace else. And he went other places and he made himself a star.
Yes. Went to New Japan, Ring of Honor, of other places too. But, you know, nobody knows those other places.
Well, also, he was the NWA World Heavyweight Champion.
For like 2 months.
It doesn't matter if he only had it for 2 months. He had the belt, though.
Yeah, they put the belt on him just so they can get some credibility. Ooh.
You gotta gotta pronounce your words correct, man. Stumbling over words already. But yes, they did that so that they could get credibility. But it also, it helped legitimize him as well as being a world champion. That was the first time he'd ever held a world championship.
Yes.
No, I take that back. That wasn't the first time he had a world heavyweight championship because he was the Ring of Honor world heavyweight champion. He changed the belt into his ring, and he made motherfuckers kiss it.
I ain't kissing nobody's motherfucking ring.
He say you had to kiss it. But
if he was to present that in front of me like this, like, kiss this shit, nigga.
He was making niggas kiss the ring.
And you want to know what? I don't care how much you paid me. I ain't kissing nobody's ring. That's like kissing Vince McMahon's ass.
A lot of people was in the Vince McMahon Kiss My Ass Club.
PB.
It ain't got to be you, but a lot of people was in the Vince McMahon Kiss My Ass Club.
They got paid them digits.
Off the top of my head, I can think of what JR was in the Kiss My Ass Club. William Regal. Purposely, he puckered up for that shit. Like, he was ready.
He wanted his job.
He was ready.
He wanted his job.
You know, but I don't remember who else was in that thing. But
I don't know either.
It was a lot of people in the Vince McMahon Kiss My Ass Club. But Cody was making people kiss the ring. He made himself a star. He teamed up with the Young Bucks, Kenny Omega, excuse me. I was about to say Cody Omega, but stumbling over words.
Yep.
But Kenny Omega, you know,
I just want to say a lot of you don't know who Kenny Omega is, and I will tell you he is one of, if not the best wrestler in the world.
He is arguably one of the best wrestlers in the world
just
today.
Just YouTube one of his matches with Okada from New Japan, and you'll see what I'm talking about.
Dave Meltzer broke his system for these motherfuckers. These niggas was putting on better than 5-star matches, so he had to tweak the system, giving them 6 and 7 stars because of how good they were in the ring. And yes, Kenny Omega is one of the greatest wrestlers in the world today. In one of our future episodes, we may break down maybe a top 20, top 25 wrestlers of right now. I don't know if we want to do of all time.
I don't even know if I could do it because I don't know a lot of people. Yeah.
So we'll probably do a top 25 of
have to do some research on that one. So, I'm not looking forward to it.
So we will do some fact checking on that one just to make sure we have a good resume for the people that we choose. We want to make sure our stuff is legitimate when we do things like that. We don't want to just be spewing rhetoric or bullshit, like saying that fucking R-Truth is the greatest wrestler of all time or some shit.
R-Truth is the greatest 24/7 European title holding champ of all time.
R-Truth is the man, though. But you can't say he's the greatest wrestler of all time. But he is the man. I thoroughly enjoy R-Truth, man. He's a good guy.
Yes. He's like 50 and looks like he's 20.
Yes. And he's still out there doing it.
Black don't crack.
Black does not crack. Now, sometimes we gonna get a little racial.
I won't. I will try very, very hard. Those who know me, and a lot of you probably won't. Never mind. Not even gonna go there.
When we say racial, we'll say stuff about
little jokes. That's all.
Yeah. We'll say things about black and white, Hispanic, things like that. We'll say little jokes. It's not to be coming off in a racial manner. We're not racist.
I'm going to tell you something very unpopular, and y'all might hate me for it. I have more white friends than I have black friends because my white friends treat me better.
I don't think people will hate you for this.
Nah, my black friends will.
Your black friends might hate you?
Oh, yeah.
Well, as being one of your black friends, okay? As me being one of your black friends, I'm going to tell you that I don't hate you for that statement.
Good for you. And thank you.
You're absolutely welcome for that one. But I could kind of say the same thing, but I would have to tweak mine a little bit to say that I don't really have any friends.
I'm your friend.
Besides you, I can literally not even count on my hand how many friends I have. And just so it's not sad and pathetic on air right now, I'm not even going to do it because I know it's pathetic that I don't have many friends.
I don't have many friends by choice. We both currently live in upstate New York. And I probably have like 5-6 friends up here.
Right.
Maybe.
Yeah.
And it's only the people I have worked with. If I have not worked with you, I don't know you, I don't care about you, and leave me alone. You see me on the street, don't talk to me. Most of my other friends, where I'm from Long Island. That's where all my friends are.
But even with that said, that doesn't mean that we're not open to, you know, if the show blows up, like if people start listening to us from all over and they want to talk to you and they see you in the street, if we start like actually video recording it so people can see your face, if they see you out in the street and then they try to talk to you, you still going to feel the same way? You still going to be like, man, fuck you, man. I don't want to deal with you right now.
I am who I am. You're going to love me or hate me.
I am who I am. I like that.
Yeah, you're going to love me or hate me.
I like that phrase, man.
Once you get to know me, yes, you will love the fuck out of me.
Right.
Other than that, you know, you might get a dirty look.
I don't know. Giving them dirty looks, bro.
That's my all-day face.
That's your all-day face?
Yeah.
Kind of like when the bitches say that's my resting bitch face.
I don't know nothing about that.
You don't know nothing about that?
I don't know nothing
about that. Bitches say that all the time. They be like, this is my resting bitch face. And they just had that straight blank stare. And they just be looking at you with that stone cold look on their face.
Ladies, I am not talking bad about you.
And I'm talking bad about them? I didn't say nothing bad.
I was just saying
that's what they say when they look at you with that mean look on their face. And then you be like, why you got that mean look on my face? And they be like, that's my resting bitch face.
Excuse me for 2 seconds. My cup is empty.
So, like I said before, we are drinking while we doing this. it's not something that is like, oh, we got to do this because it loosens us up or anything like that to talk to you guys. We
drink responsibly. Do not drink and drive.
Exactly. We don't drink and drive. We make sure that if we are going to be traveling, we have a designated driver, man.
I have a Lyft account.
Correct. So we try to make sure that when we're doing that, we do things responsibly. You don't want to be out here drinking and driving and things like that. Yes, we're assholes, but we're responsible assholes.
Yes, I've seen a lot of friends die because of car accidents, because of drinking and driving stupid shit. So we don't condone it. Nobody should condone it. And yeah.
But so yes, back to what we were talking about just a second ago here. What the fuck were we talking about just a second ago?
Man, I don't know.
I lost my train of thought.
We were talking about, I don't even know. Let's switch it up.
So
let's talk about free agency.
Talk about the free agency?
NBA free agency.
So, yeah, I mean, NBA free agency right now was just ridiculously crazy. Like, everybody changed teams.
It is by far the craziest free agency I have ever heard of.
So, for those who don't know, the first domino to really drop was Anthony Davis being traded from the New Orleans Pelicans, going to the Los Angeles Lakers to join forces with LeBron James.
He was going there one way or another.
One way or another, he was going there. But at the end of the day, when a trade was made at that particular time, they only had four active members on the roster. Four or five active members on the roster. And people were going nuts. Like, these guys are going to win a championship next year.
I thought so, too.
And the first thing I said to him was, hold up, stop. How are they going to win a championship where they don't have a rest of the team and they have no salary cap room?
Well, they made room.
they made room. They made room. $32 million worth of cap room, and they were going to sign another big-time free agent. And we were like, okay, they're going to get a big three. Is the league going to be done for? Are they going to put three motherfuckers together who can't nobody in the league beat?
Little did we know, they're moving away from big threes and going to big twos.
Big twos. Everybody was trying to build a big two. So right after that happened, then you had Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving declare that they're going to go to Brooklyn.
To me, Kyrie's not a big anything. He's a big headache, maybe.
He's a big ball hog. No. I'm not even going to say he's a ball hog. I'm going to dribble the ball for 22 seconds, and then I'm going to take the most ridiculous shot I've ever seen.
And make it.
Sometimes.
A lot of the times, though.
Some of the time, most of the time.
Yeah.
That, yes. So, he's going to make a ridiculous shot, but at the same time, he didn't help Boston last year. He didn't make them better. He made them actually worse with the way he plays his brand of ball. Now, don't get me wrong, Kyrie Irving is a great player, but if I got somebody like that on my team, I'd be willing to trade him away as well.
I wouldn't want him on the Bulls because he would stunt the growth of the young people, which is what he did in Boston.
Well, he would have to come to the Bulls before you could say
nobody wants to go to the Pacers either.
This ain't about the Pacers right now. We just talking about you inserting your bullshit into the mix right now.
I'm all about that bullshit.
I'm not all about that bullshit.
Good for you.
I don't even like that red and that black. As a matter of fact, this motherfucker is wearing a shirt right now that says Bulls champions six time, and he's got Michael Jordan on the shirt.
The GOAT.
That shirt was custom made?
Yes.
I can't stand you. Oh, I can't stand you.
Thank you to my woman. She bought it for me for Father's Day.
Thank you to his woman for buying that for him for Father's Day.
But you know my shit is hot.
It's all right.
I will post it. Don't worry.
We don't want you to post it.
I don't care what you want. The fans might want to see it.
I don't think so.
See? See? This is that bullshit.
It's just a tad bit of hate. Just a tad. I'm not ashamed to say that sometimes I'm a hater.
It's okay because you haven't won the title.
Yeah. I'm going to say that because I haven't won a title. Because my team hasn't won a title. When we win a title, then my hate will subside.
No, it won't. Because I could say, oh, you might have won, but we got six.
Fuck you, man. Yeah. See, that's what happens when motherfuckers want to antagonize you and shit. They want to go at you and, oh, well, we got six.
And I don't want to hear is that bullshit. What have you done for me lately? Our six championships are still more than yours.
Okay. Yes, that is right.
Yes, it is.
So that's why when you run into a Lakers fan and they be like, we got 16 or 17 championships, you be quiet?
There's not many Lakers fans out here in New York.
This is true. This is true. Because they all New York Knicks fans who didn't get a single superstar in free agency this year.
They got Taj Gibson.
Is Taj Gibson a superstar?
They got Bobby Portis.
Is Bobby Portis a superstar?
Former Bulls.
I didn't ask you whether or not they played for the Bulls. I asked you if they were superstars.
They were great on the Bulls.
How long ago was that?
Taj's been gone for a minute.
Exactly.
They traded Bobby Portis for punching a motherfucker in the face and breaking his eye socket. So,
he punched a motherfucker in the face and broke his eye socket.
He's a goon. I love it. Wow. The Knicks should be happy to have him on his team.
But the thing is, the Knicks didn't get a single superstar, and they signed three power forwards.
Yep. Like $70 million worth, something like that.
$70 million worth of power forwards.
They just signed Marcus Morris, or one of the Morris brothers.
Oh, so they signed four total power forwards.
Yeah, they just got one of the Morris brothers.
They got one of the Morris brothers. They got Julius Randle, Bobby Portis, and Taj Gibson, all power forwards.
Yep. All to make up for Porzingis.
All to make up for a power forward that they lost in Porzingis.
No, that they traded away.
They traded him for peanuts.
Yep. Nah, they got one okay player, I think. I don't know his name because I'm not a Knicks fan.
Well, we know that with their draft pick, they got R.J. Barrett.
Yeah, he's a... Oh. Let me tell y'all something. I am a North Carolina Tar Heel fan.
I'm a Louisville Cardinals fan.
So when we talk about them Duke players,
we refer to them as Dukies.
And they are Dukey.
Pieces of shit.
They're Dukey to me. All right. So what I hear, RJ Barrett, yeah, you're a Duke player.
He's a Duke player.
Zion, a Duke player.
He's a Duke player. He's on the Knicks with Efron Payton because they got him over the offseason as well.
Who?
Efron Payton. I think he played for the.
Exactly. Nobody knows who he is. Keep going. Who else you got?
I got nobody else.
Exactly.
They cleared $79 million worth of cap room.
And got nobody for it.
To get...
No, correction. They got Taj Gibson and Bobby Portis.
Those people aren't really anybody.
Hey. Don't talk about my Bulls players, all right? Taj balled for us. He may be 35, 36 right now.
But that was a long time ago.
I don't care. I'm talking about right now.
That was when D. Rose was out here being MVP caliber.
MVP.
That was a long time ago.
Yup.
That doesn't equate now. It just doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't.
So the Knicks basically cleared $80 million worth of cap room to get big-time free agents, and the biggest free agent that they got this year was Julius Randle.
No. It was Bobby Portis.
it was Bobby Portis.
Bobby Portis, yo, let me tell you something for y'all Knicks fans. Bobby Portis can ball. He can ball. He's mean. That's what y'all need in New York. Somebody that who can ball, somebody who's mean. You need a rough rider.
You need a rough rider. I mean, he is a rough rider.
Yes.
You know, him and Taj, they go out there, they get things done. Mm-hmm. They hard nose on defense. I like that.
Yep.
But at the end of the day, how are they going to put up points?
Can I ask you a question?
What you got?
Why are we talking about the Knicks?
I don't fucking know,
Knicks. So let's not.
Let's move on to the next team then. For real. What else happened with the free agency? Oh, the Utah. We could talk about Utah. They had a good free agency.
Yes, they did.
They signed a former Pacer, Bogdanović. They took my guy. He was our starting small forward last year. They took my guy. They got Mike Conley in a trade.
Yep.
You know, they look like they're going to be doing some, they can do some things this year.
Utah's going to make some noise. And they got rid of Rubio, right?
They did get rid of Ricky Rubio.
Who's their point?
Their point is Mike Conley. Oh. Mike Conley playing the point. You know, Donovan Mitchell, who went to Louisville. Donovan Mitchell.
Who had a terrible second season.
Yes, he had a terrible second season. It wasn't that bad, though.
No, it was pretty bad, man.
It wasn't that bad, man. He still put up 20 points a game.
Okay, and nobody talked about him.
Yeah, nobody.
And if they talked about him, they talked about how bad he was.
He wasn't that bad. But what they needed.
I'm talking about how bad he was.
But I hear you talk about how bad they was. Don't get me started on these fucking Bulls players, okay? I'm just going to move back to what we was talking about when it comes to the Utah Jazz. What about Zach LaVine?
And Lauri Markkanen.
What about them?
We going for that eighth seed, something the Knicks players know nothing about.
You going for that eighth seed?
Yeah, man. My expectations ain't too high. I already know it. I know we going for that eighth seed. We need a new head coach. Head coach is trash.
Yes. I mean.
But let's go back to you, Ka.
So with Utah bringing in Mike Conley and they bringing in Bogdanović, they gave Donovan Mitchell some shooters around him, some people that could score the basketball to try to help him out. Because he was getting double and triple team last year and couldn't really get too much going.
Yeah, because Rubio don't shoot. He like Rondo.
He like Rondo?
He like Rondo.
Nah. He like Ben Simmons.
No.
He don't shoot the ball at all.
Ben Simmons at least will go for a layup.
Of course he'll go for a layup, but he ain't taking no jump shots.
Rubio ain't doing none of that.
Yeah, Rubio ain't taking no shots at all.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's like playing 5-on-4 when Rubio's on the floor.
Yep.
Like, he's not taking no shots. But he'll get you some assists, though. He'll get you 12 assists easily.
Okay, well, that don't mean nothing in Utah when you coming from John Stockton.
Right. So. John Stockton is probably Hall one of the greatest assisting point guards ever.
Yes.
He should.
He actually leads the NBA. He's all-time leader in assists.
Is he in the Hall of Fame, though? He should be.
I would say yes, but if he's not, it's a crime. I would say yes.
I would say yes as well. I would say like yes as well.
We don't
fact check. We're not fact-checking this shit. We're just going to say he's in the Hall of Fame because it sounds right.
He's Hall of Fame in my book.
Because I think Gary Payton's in. So if Gary Payton's in, he's got to be in. And if he's not, it's a fucking travesty. It's crazy.
Yeah.
But, you know, the Utah Jazz, I think they're going to make some noise. One team that I'm also looking at, I'm looking at Denver.
Oh, yeah, Denver.
I think they're going to be really good.
They're just going to get better. They're going to build on from last year. Yeah. They shouldn't have made it to what they made last year. They got that experience now.
Yeah.
They're going to take that next step.
They actually signed Jamal Murray, their point guard, to an extension off of his rookie contract.
Good for him.
So he got paid. Nurkic next year is going to be looking to get paid. So
he's getting the bench truck.
Oh, he's going to get it.
He's getting the Brinks truck.
Yeah, he's going to get it. That dude is fluid. I love his game, dude.
Oh, man.
He can ball. Especially to be 7'2" damn near and could handle the ball the way he handles and pass.
Yeah, his passing game is ridiculous. It makes everybody better.
They
run the offense through him.
They run the offense through him, and he be putting down triple doubles like Russell Westbrook almost.
No, he's
up there, man. He be putting down triple doubles.
Nobody steals rebounds like Russell Westbrook.
I didn't say he steals rebounds. Russell Westbrook does steal the rebounds from Steven Adams out there.
Steven Adams is going to average 20 boards this year.
He's going to average 20 boards this year?
Yeah, man. Because they're going to miss a lot of shots. They ain't got nobody.
And they got Chris Paul. They got Chris Paul.
Yeah, and he's going to get traded to the Heat soon.
He's going to get traded to the Heat soon?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, word is he is going to get traded to the Heat. That's what the word is. Do I see that happening? I think I see it happening. I don't know what the Heat can give up for him, but because the trade
picks,
they don't have any more draft picks.
They're going to have to give up something.
Like
OKC is all about the draft picks.
What, they got like seven?
They got
seven first rounds?
They got like 11 first round draft picks for the next like 10 years.
Oh, it's
ridiculous.
It
might be an exaggeration.
They don't really know. Rebuild status with these draft picks.
Fuck a rebuild status, man. Their picks are going to be shitty because the teams they traded their players to for them draft picks, it's going to be really low good. First round picks.
Yeah. They're going to be really good.
So. Yeah.
But on the bright side, though, the Oklahoma City Thunder got Gallinari.
A former Knicks player. Ooh.
He did play for the Knicks, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Oh.
Yep.
Oh, man.
Got that stink on him.
Oh, man. It's so bad.
Got that stink on him.
Oh, man. It's so bad. He played for the Nuggets, too, didn't he?
Yep.
Oh, man. He played for them when they traded.
For Carmelo. He was traded for Carmelo.
Oh, it's so bad.
He got that stink on him.
Damn, dog. It's hard to get that stink off you, too, when you
get it. Once you play for the Knicks, man, it's a wrap, man.
Oh, my goodness. But also, another Western Conference team I think is going to make some noise this year, too, man. It's Portland. I think they're going to be in a good position.
To me, I don't think they've made any real changes. They'll get their center back, which would have made a big difference in the conference finals if they had him.
Yeah. But I thought they signed somebody to go along with them, though.
Yeah, they probably did. Somebody that's, you know, not worth mentioning.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, if we don't know who the fuck it is, it must be.
They got Dame Dollar.
Dame Dollar can hit a game winner for you, though.
Listen to his album. It's hot.
I heard a little bit of it. I think it's pretty decent.
It is good.
Yeah. I mean, I ain't really went back to it since I heard it.
I listened to it one time. It was good. And I didn't go back to it. I do that, so don't knock me for it. I do that to everybody.
You do. You really do.
We'll talk about music later, and y'all are going to hate me.
We'll talk more about music in the upcoming episodes. What other team do you think made tremendous moves moving forward to try to, you know, position themselves?
We didn't talk about the Clippers.
Oh. We didn't talk about the Clippers.
You know?
The Clippers. Oh, my God. They went out of here. First, they went out, and see, this is why I think that fucking the players got too much power. Because rumor has it that this man, Kawhi Leonard.
It is no rumor.
It's no rumor?
It is no rumor.
It's all facts?
He straight up told them, if y'all want me, you go get Paul George.
So he straight up, he put the bully move to him?
Yes.
He said, if you guys don't go out and get Paul George, like right now, I'm not coming. I'm going to go across the hall and I'm going to sign with
that
the Lakers.
That man told Jerry West. No, he didn't say nothing about the Lakers.
Oh, he ain't say nothing
he
about
the Lakers? He just said, I ain't coming to y'all.
Oh. He just said he ain't coming to them.
He said, if y'all want me,
go get Paul George.
You go get Paul George. I don't care what you got to give up. And they gave up
five
first round picks.
Five first, and two players.
And two players that ain't worth nothing.
Well, they gave up Gallinari. Man, you can't say that. You can't say the dude Alexander's not worth nothing. He was a rookie last year. He played pretty decent as a point guard. He wasn't bad. You can't say he ain't worth nothing.
Look where he's going.
He's going to OKC. He's going to be their new starting point guard if Chris Paul isn't moved.
OKC will be the worst team in the league.
I beg to differ.
Who's going to be worse?
The worst team in the league by far is going to be the Charlotte Hornets.
No.
They have nobody. They don't have a soul.
Is that a dude?
Name one player on their team.
The dude from Boston.
What dude for Boston?
Their point guard.
Oh, Rozier?
Rozier.
Oh, he ain't changing a team.
I'm not saying he going to change the team, but he going to ball.
He going to ball, and they going to win 12 games.
Name another player on OKC besides Adams.
I just told you Gallinari is still there.
Oh, come on.
He can do something, and Alexander can
ball.
They're
in the West, man.
They're in the West. Yes, they're in the West. I give you that. They're in the West. But
Phoenix going to be better than them.
Phoenix is going to be better than them because Phoenix got another year under their belt with their core players. They still got their same dudes coming back. But Charlotte has nobody on that team. Nobody. Like, they don't have anybody that could go out there and get you 15.
Jordan to give him 15 if you put a jersey on.
Jordan is too old to get out there and got their ball now.
That man is 50 and he'll school everybody on that roster.
He's not getting out there to ball, dog.
That man is 50 and he'll school everybody on that roster.
Yes, he'll school everybody on that roster at 50, but he's not getting out there to ball. He's not suiting up for them. He's not putting on the Charlotte colors, bro. He's just not.
He should.
No, what he should do is he should have hired better GMs on his way up here and stop bullshitting. That's what he should have did.
Not denying that.
That's what he should have did. But to me, that's going to be the worst team in the league, followed by probably the Oklahoma City Thunder. They're probably going to be the second worst team in the league.
Nah, the worst team in the league is Cleveland.
Cleveland?
Name somebody on Cleveland.
Kevin Love is still on Cleveland for right
Who
now.
Who else? Tristan Thompson. And that big ass contract.
Tristan Thompson. Yeah, Tristan. LeBron got that nigga paid. Like, this dude ain't worth shit. They got Larry Nance Jr.
Who?
Larry Nance Jr.
Who?
Larry.
Who? I know his pops.
Nance.
I know his pops.
Jr.
Who?
Is he not any good? He's not good, is he?
No.
Okay.
He ain't even won a slam dunk contest.
Right. They still got J.R. Smith.
He going to L.A. suit. I ain't trying to hear that.
He going to L.A.? Yeah. LeBron don't want him on his team after he fucked up.
LeBron will take him.
LeBron will take him back?
LeBron will take him back.
Oh, my goodness. I wouldn't take him back. If I was LeBron, I'd be like, fuck that shit.
If I was LeBron, I would have slapped that nigga on the court. Took him off his feet. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Oh my goodness. You can't have LeBron out there being violent, man. LeBron supposed to be a family man.
That is being family. You whoop a family member's ass when they fuck up, right?
Sometimes, yes.
I'm not saying whoop his ass. I said slap him. Slap him off his feet.
Okay. But you slapping him kind of hard to slap him off his feet.
Yeah, so he don't fuck up again.
He damn sure won't fuck up no more after
you
that.
You know? You get knocked off your feet with a slap. You ain't gonna fuck up again.
So you think that the three worst teams in the league gonna be Charlotte, OKC, and Cleveland?
Yes. Well, you said Charlotte. I didn't say Charlotte.
You didn't say Charlotte. You think Charlotte is going to be a better team than those other two?
Yes.
Damn, man. I can't believe you would say something like that, though. Like, Charlotte literally has nobody on the team.
But there's a lot of garbage teams out there, man.
It is a lot of garbage teams. Well, there's not that many garbage teams.
Who's on the Grizzlies?
The Grizzlies, didn't they draft the boy? What's his name?
You're right. You're talking about a draft pick.
Okay.
Name somebody else.
Valanciunas.
Who?
Jonas Valanciunas.
Come on, man. Come on. Come on.
They got Andre Iguodala for right now.
For right now.
He's going to get brought out, but yes, they got him for right now.
Yeah, he's getting bought out.
I heard they might try to get Andrew Wiggins.
Sorry for the silence. Sorry for the silence.
I think he's trying to process what I just said. He's trying to process what I just said. I said they might get Andrew Wiggins.
That's going to make them worse.
This could be true. That could make them worse.
It's not could. It will.
But Ja Morant, I think he's going to be a pretty good point guard. I think he will do all right.
Okay. He's going to be a good point guard in on the West. On a garbage team. In the West.
On a garbage team.
On a garbage team.
Okay.
Against all them beast West point guards.
Yeah, they do got a lot of good point guards.
There's nothing but beast point guards in the West.
But I don't know, man.
And he's a Duke player.
Ja Morant's not a Duke player?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm wrong.
He didn't go to Duke.
Like I said.
Don't be trying to associate Ja Morant with them Dukies, okay?
Like I said, I am wrong.
Yeah. Don't try to associate Ja Morant with them Dukies.
He just sound like a Dookie.
He sound like a Dookie? His name sound like a Dookie? Ja Morant?
Yeah, man. Sound like a Dookie.
I don't know, man. He sound kind of smooth, man.
No, it sounds like a Dookie.
Really?
Yeah.
He sound like he might have went to Louisville, bro. Because you know them Louisville Cardinals, boy. We be balling.
No, y'all be fucking hoes.
We do fuck hoes. But we be balling. Now, for those who don't know, the Louisville Cardinals basketball team was... Sanctions were brought upon us. And our 2013... championship was vacated due to the fact that in the recruiting process, we used prostitutes and hookers to recruit players. We was making sure that they had a good time on campus.
Fucking hoes
before they left. And they wanted to come back. So, of course, if you get fucked by the baddest bitch in Louisville, Kentucky.
That's nasty.
Louisville, Kentucky is not a nasty place.
You talking about fucking hoes.
Well, that's what they were doing. They were fucking hoes.
Nasty.
What you trying to say? You trying to say you ain't never fucked a hoe?
No comment.
Okay. Well,
stop putting me out there like that.
I ain't gonna put you out there like that.
Stop asking questions.
I ain't putting you out there like that. I'm just saying that fucking the hoes got them to stay and commit to the team, and they wanted to play for the Louisville Cardinals, and that's why we won that 2013 championship. But now it's vacated, so in the record books it basically shows blank.
Should have went to UNC.
Are you fucking kidding me right now?
No, we win a title every 2 or 3 years.
I don't care how many titles you guys win. Yes, you're still do. North Carolina.
And we win a title every 2 or 3 years. You should care. We're in the same conference.
I don't care about that. I don't care.
You're in the same conference as them Dukies.
You're in the same conference as them Dukies.
And we beat them every year.
You almost beat them every year. Did you beat them this year?
We beat them once a year.
You beat them this year?
We usually split.
You usually split? Okay, okay. Why didn't you guys win this year?
When Zion broke his shoe off.
Uh-huh. That was a win. Yeah, I remember that. I remember that. Who won the championship this year?
I don't know. Was it North Carolina or Duke?
Oh, I know who it was. It was Virginia. They won the NCAA tournament this year.
Did they?
Yes. It was Virginia.
Okay, good. That's fine. Bring it home to the ACC.
Yeah.
I'm all about the ACC.
You all about it. Except the Dukies.
Oh, okay. Also, too, I'm all about that U football.
God damn it.
I'm throwing it up. Y'all can't see it, but the U.
Nobody gives a damn about Miami football.
Yes, they do.
We don't care about your Miami Dolphins. We do not care about your Miami Hurricanes. And why in the fuck is your emblem a U anyways? You're the Miami Hurricanes.
The University of Miami.
You know how many universities there are in America?
Yeah, nobody cares.
What the fuck are you talking about?
We're the U.
That's like them motherfuckers walking around talking about the Ohio State. Nigga, there's only one Ohio State.
I have issues with Ohio State because they beat us in the 2005, I'll say, national championship. I may be wrong about the year, but they won a national championship against us because the refs cheated.
You should have played better.
No, we set off the fireworks because they won. We won. And then the refs called the game back on some bullshit penalty in the last second of the regulation.
Well, maybe if you played better, you wouldn't have had to put it in the ref's hands.
That is the same game like Willis McGahee blew out his knee. Oh, my gosh.
Willis McGahee was a good running back.
Oh, my God. He's a beast.
He was so good.
Just for the record, most Miami running backs are beasts. Okay. The ageless wonder.
Stop rubbing it in.
The ageless wonder.
The Infinity Stone?
The Infinity Stone, Frank Gore, he's still out there balling.
He's timeless. Like, this dude found the fountain of youth, and he bathed in it three times and came back out.
Yep. He's the reason my Dolphins tanked. And it's, I don't blame him. You know, it's your Jets head coach.
Who, Adam Gase?
Adam Gase.
The asshole that is Adam Gase.
Oh, we're just going to segue into the football? It's fine with me.
I mean,
it's fine with me.
We're just bouncing around here, man. Like I said, this is not scripted.
Oh no,
we don't plan this ahead.
I can talk all day.
We just talk about the different
garbage
stuff.
Ass Jets, because all my friends are Jets fans. Fuck y'all.
You know, but you know what? What we're gonna do, man? We're actually gonna table that. Like, we're not even gonna talk about that right now.
Table that, because I got lots to say.
Yeah, we're going to table that. We'll probably get into that next time. We've actually been communicating and talking to the audience, to ourselves, for about an hour and 5 minutes, which is unbelievable that we can sit here and just talk.
Oh, no, we can do real this all quick. Day.
We can do this all day, but we don't want to be like rambling on and things like that. Like I said, in future episodes, we're going to break things down into segments. We're going to do a lot of different stuff.
This was just the introduction.
This was just something to get you guys accustomed to us, get accustomed to our voices, get the feel for what we're about. And if you want to listen to us more, all you have to do is subscribe to wherever we're going to have this on. It's going to be on YouTube. We'll have it on SoundCloud.
We're going to try to have it to wherever you listen to any podcast.
You know, Apple Podcasts, CastBox, things like that. We're going to try to have it on everywhere for you to listen to. We just wanted to get you guys accustomed to us, get you to wet the whistle a little bit. Why did I fucking say that?
Because you're a nasty nigga.
But, like I said, the next time we come back, we'll have it a little bit more structured. We'll talk about some more things. We'll get into some football. We'll get into some more wrestling. Of course, we'll get into some more basketball, some more music, movies, TV shows.
He said some more music. We got into no music and no movies.
Well, we touched base on music just a tad bit, but we did say we'll talk about that in future episodes.
Yes.
So, of course, we're going to talk about that in future episodes.
Fuck Beyonce.
Fuck Beyonce.
I didn't say that.
You didn't say that?
Nope.
Well, who the fuck said that?
Snow the Product.
Snow the Product said
Snow
that.
The Product did not say that.
She did not say that. Listen to Snow the Product. We're going to talk more about Snow the Product. Again, follow us on Twitter at the number 2, NONCENTS. That's 2 nonsense. Listen to us. Follow us. Just join the movement, man. We will talk to you guys next time.
2 cents and nonsense. That's what we're about.
All right, man. We'll talk to you guys next time, man. Until then, we out.
Later.